Humboldt Motorsports Showroom at 3990 Broadway in Eureka. The Loco Science Croptober Mega Sale ends on Halloween, so don't be a dumbass. Loco Science, your local solution for botanical lab processing equipment.
Hey, it's my turn. Alrighty, so ladies and gentlemen, we've got Jenny Weiss here in the studio, and she's going to be talking about the Kinetic Lab of Horrors. And who else do we have?
Luke. We have Spooky Luke.
Spooky Luke. Yeah. Spooky Lukey. That sounds better than Spooky Luke. Spooky Lukey.
It's Spooky Lukey.
Not Ken.
Not Ken Bidelman.
We will not confuse you.
Yeah.
We will not confuse you. Alrighty. So the Kinetic Lab of Horrors takes place at the Kinetic Lab in Arcata. And how many years has this been going on now?
This is our 15th year.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, my goodness.
15 years.
I can't believe we've been doing that for
2005.
Sure?
I am. I did the math with my fingers.
Oh, whoa. That's a lot of fingers.
You've got 15 fingers.
Well, I use one foot. I had to take the shoe off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can use that big kinetic foot that you got.
That's why I wear sandals all the time.
Yeah, 15 years. That's what's paying the bills at the Kinetic Sculpture Lab so that all the teams can then build and race the big, magnificent art sculptures for the Kinetic Grand Championship every year.
It's our biggest and our best and our only fundraiser.
True that.
Yeah.
Yes, the biggest, best, and only.
Yes. So please come out. Please come out and support.
It's always very popular. There's always a big line of folks. In fact, there's usually such a line that you usually have like entertainment for the line.
Oh, yeah. We've got bands, and we also have... we have the Dead Drops, the band. Yeah. Halloween. And then we also have a taco truck out there, too.
Yep.
So you can get food. And
is it a real taco truck or a Kinetic taco truck?
There's actual tacos for sale.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We usually try to set up some sort of projection of movies on the side of the wall.
Still working on that,
you know.
Cool. So the Kinetic Lab is where many of your favorite Kinetic sculptures have been created over the years. How long has the lab actually been there? Anyone know that one?
I think 30, where it is now, not 30. Quite. I think it's more in the 20 zone. So Ken Bidelman used to be an employee of Yakima Roof Rack Corporation, for your listeners who aren't aware. And Ken and June have been building magnificent Kinetic sculptures along with Dwayne Flatmo for many, many years. And that's more in the 30-something year range. But Ken worked for Yakima. He was actually an employee of Yakima. And he was hired to build and race Kinetic sculptures, and that's where he did it for all those years. So when Yakima left town, Ken was like, what do I do with all of this space, and how do I keep this going? And that is when the Haunted Kinetic Lab fundraiser began.
Wow. Fantastic.
Well, they were doing, like, little fundraisers here and there.
The golf course.
Golf course. Mini golf, all kinds of stuff. It just never... really made
stuck as an annual event.
So if you've never taken a visit to the Kinetic Lab, it already is kind of weird because it's got all these nooks and crannies. It's got the ghosts of Kinetic past.
True.
All throughout the place. I mean, there's just stuff hanging on walls and just weird stuff. And now, of course, Ken has this big wall of guitar ghosts.
Yeah, guitar-bage. Nothing's almost reaching the ceiling. So.
Yeah, I was just saying to Luke on the way over here, I said, you know, even because we're still working on it, you know, we open tomorrow, but, you know, there's still some stuff that needs to be
done. We worked to the very last second.
But I said, you know, even if we had to do it today, we could do it and it would be awesome because it's so cool in there because there's so much history and so much art and so much unique, you know, things to look at.
It's kind of one of those places where, you know, you could pay admissions just to come inside and see what's in there and take a tour. So
that is true. You could just do a tour.
Yeah.
But this is the haunted tour. The haunted
tour.
This is the lab is kind of converted into this spooky, scary space where you're guided through. And how scary is it on the scary scale?
you will be scared. We recommend 13 and over. Mm-hmm. But it's not your typical haunted house. I'd say it's more like a fun house. Mm-hmm. And the scares are not so much your typical made in China, you know, chainsaws coming after you.
Yeah.
It's more like if you're afraid of, like, your grandma's yeast infection or something like that. You know, it's that.
Well, yeah, there's Kinetic Grandma. She gets a little crass, you know. But, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, where there's a lot of kinetic moving things, of course. So we have, you know, stuff that pops out.
It's a kinetic lab, so there naturally would be kinetic action.
Yeah.
And it's clever. I wish we could do a behind-the-scenes tour so people could see actually being backstage is pretty amazing.
Someone needs to, like, do a little documentary of the making of the Kinetic Lab.
You know, Lost Coast Outpost did do a video of behind-the-scenes Sierra Jenkins a few years ago, and I posted it to the event page. So if you look on the Facebook event, you can actually click a link to a short little tour.
Yeah, there's really, really nothing like it, comparatively, I think, to any other haunted house, just because we've got the weird minds of the Kinetic Lab putting things together. And
a lot of dark humor.
There's funny stuff. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll scream.
But you will be scared.
Know. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So you say it opens tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow at 7 p.m. And how long does it last through Halloween, right?
Not every day. We're going to do it Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and at 7 to midnight. And then we'll take a break, and then we'll come back on Halloween night.
Mostly just for our volunteers, because the whole thing, everybody's volunteering to make this happen. And, you know, we stay there late hours, and some people don't get breaks for a while.
Not anymore.
We're working really hard every day back there to make it a clean show and not have any hiccups and make sure everybody that comes through gets a really fun show.
And we have about 40 volunteers a night, which is amazing. It is a really cool thing to be a part of. To all the people that come together, you know, some people just show up for the weeks ahead of time to help build. Other people show up and they want to be a tour guide or they want to work backstage. But it could not happen without the help of all of these amazing, creative, weird volunteers.
Yeah.
It is weird. It is wacky and spooky too. Perfect for Halloween. It's kind of a tradition at this point. There's always, as I said, there's always a line. You know, do you have any idea how many people go through this thing?
Yeah, we usually get about 1,500 people a year.
You know,
over the course of, I mean, that's on a good year. You know, it kind of depends when Halloween falls. If Halloween's a Thursday night or a Saturday night, but over the course of four nights, you know, we get about 1,500 people.
I enjoy it every year. I'm the head guide at the tour, and so because I'm there every day working, I know how everything works, and I explain it to everybody, and so I pull everybody through every year. All these years I've been pulling groups through, and it's just so much fun. Every group is different. I love it when people are into it, and they're laughing and screaming at things, even maybe when it's not scary, they're screaming too, and holding on to the rope, you know, or the chain that we're going to have because there's a tour guide, or dressing up and just being part of the show. I just love all the people that come down, and I just want to give them a great show when they're being great people as well. So
fantastic. Well, I think more and more people are kind of getting into Halloween as far as like decorating their houses. I've noticed as the years go by, you know, it's starting to rival Christmas with regard to house decorations. So I think people are really getting into the whole Halloween spirit. And if you really want to get into the spirit, get to the haunted lab.
Yeah, it's a fun scene. There's a lot of people that'll show up in costume. They're listening to the band. They're listening to the Dead Drop. So even just, you know, waiting in line and having fun with your friends and waiting to get in, anticipating what it is you're going to see once you get inside.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Like a lot of people get scared in line.
Really? Is the line that scary?
Sometimes it is.
It can be.
Yeah.
Depending on some of the costumes, I guess.
Yeah.
No spoilers.
Yeah, right.
No spoilers, indeed. So real quickly, on your kinetic pedigree, Jenny, you've been racing a long time. I know you raced with Dwayne for for a while.
A few years, yeah.
Before you got trapped underneath the machine underwater.
Yeah.
And then started doing the thing with Billy. And yep. How long have you been racing?
I've been racing 14 years now. And I actually started racing because of the haunted house. When I first heard that the Kinetic people, these weirdo, creative, fun people, I heard that they were putting on a haunted house. And I said, you know, I want to be a part of that. I want to volunteer. Never thought I would be a Kinetic racer. Mm-hmm. I just knew that that what they were going to produce was going to be awesome. So I started volunteering for the haunted house 15 years ago. And then following year, I raced with Dwayne up in Corvallis, Oregon, raced here, the Grand Championship a couple years. And then my husband, Billy, and I formed our own team. And we've done 10 races together as our own team now.
That's great. Yeah. And very memorable sculptures, too.
Thank you.
I mean, some of my favorites, like the taco truck.
That was our first one.
That was a great one. There's the oyster.
Blue Oyster Cult. that was so fun. Oh, my God.
This last one with the
red tape.
The red tape. You know, Amy
Space Force.
Space Force. Amy still has a piece of red tape on the back of her phone.
Oh, fun.
Refuses to take it off.
That's awesome. I have red tape on a lot of things.
That's a bribe. I don't take that off.
Oh, yeah. I started when I was 18 with Flatmo.
Mm-hmm.
And worked with them all the way through until he got his Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. And was like, oh, well, Lifetime Achievement? Okay, bye.
That's it. I've done my thing.
But
so you've kind of like taken over his space, and actually, like you're still using like his sculpture, right?
Yeah, I used it, one of his sculptures that likes to flip over.
Yeah. Perfect.
A couple times I did as a volcano and a mountain and stuff. And
well, last time I think it was something about the Stoned Age.
Yeah, we were the Stoned Age. Yeah. So that was fun. We were hearkening back to the Megasaur. I don't know if we could say that on
Megasaur air.
Megasaur,
you can say Megasaur.
Okay, Megasaur axe. Okay. But yeah, so that was so much fun. We had a great time.
I wish my timing was. I actually wore that T-shirt yesterday.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, nice. Yeah. I have this one, the old one.
And Luke and I actually raced together on Dwayne Flatmo's team and had another kind of harrowing experience crossing the mouth of the Eel River.
Oh gosh, that was so crazy.
Oh my God,
we hit the sandbar halfway out. And I don't know if it was Dwayne's idea or not.
Yes, it was Dwayne's.
Okay.
Yeah.
To let air out of the pontoon so that it would sink us down so our tires would hit the sandbar so we could get across sandbar. But that caused the pontoon to drive itself up into the derailleur and causing a hole.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah. And so we were
on our
side. And so, but we floated across to the slippery slough.
Well, the tide was in our favor, and the wind was pushing us, and we still had our ace.
But we had a giant stick, and we were pushing ourselves along.
I was
laying on one wheel as a counterweight.
He was a counterweight.
And classic Flatmo style, he found that a great opportunity to give me an atomic wedgie.
Nice!
But do you remember I had to climb up and over into the captain's seat to pedal because I was the smallest person on the team. And so in that machine, the Dragon, had all those pokey pieces of metal. And I just said, oh, someone's going to get impaled. I don't know when or who, but eventually.
Eventually the sheriff told us to
search and rescue said, nope,
were like,
you're done.
Nope, yeah, stop doing that. We were so close, too. So close.
We still had our ace. It was the third day. Dwayne's like, keep going, we got this. I was crying.
Yeah. Wow. That's why I don't try to ace, because it just makes you do stupid stuff.
No.
You
know? We aced one time in athlete's foot. We turned the big foot into athlete's foot. We aced
that
one time. That was enough. We have never tried again.
Good
times.
Every time I've raced, we've attempted to ace, and I've never done it.
Yeah. Hey, Cliff, I have a memory of you during the Kinetic race. We were on the mouth of the Eel, and you were on that pirate ship, the Creations team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I remember there were a lot of little mice on the river.
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
I saw a mouse literally like run up a guy's leg into his shorts.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah,
from I remember your team?
It well. It was crazy.
And then it's like ran onto our machine. It was so crazy. It was hilarious.
Can I be a volunteer?
That was so bizarre.
Like up his leg into his pants.
Yeah. Kinetics, like, even the rats want to race.
that's one of those things that people fear, but never really happens.
It happens in real life. I saw it.
really did. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, that was one of those.
You might watch out for those at the Kinetic Lab. Yeah. That haunted hall.
Oh, you know, a few years ago, I was a tour guide, and I was leading a tour, and a live possum ran across our path, and I scared the daylights out of me. Yeah, I think that was
Kenny had a pet possum.
Everyone's like, how'd you do that? I'm like, I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good value. Live possum.
The magic of the haunted lab.
Absolutely.
Yes. Fantastic. So what's the cost?
It's $13. Mm-hmm. You'll get a small break if you buy two. It's two for $25.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. And all proceeds benefit the Kinetic Sculpture Lab. Again, it helps us pay our rent, insurance, you know, bills, and then each team is able to get sponsors and fundraise separately for the race. So that's really what keeps us going every year.
Fantastic. So support the lab and have some fun for Halloween. It is the Kinetic Lab of Horrors opening tomorrow night. And if you don't know where it is, it is on, is it? 8th?
End of 8th Street.
End of 8th. You just take 8th like to the end, just like near Haleashi, right?
Yeah, the parking might be a little difficult if you try to park down there. Mm-hmm. But
just park nearby.
Yeah, you can park around the back. There's a little more parking.
Or walk.
It's best to walk.
Yeah.
You can walk there and then maybe go around to the creamery, go to the pub or something. And, yeah.
Absolutely. Be part of it. Enjoy it. It's going to be fun. Thank you both for coming in.
Thanks so much for having us.
Yep, we'll get this posted up on our website so everyone can
for share. The gory.
For the gory.
For the gory.
Oh, the gory. That's right. All righty, let's check in right now with the Loco News Minute.
This is the Loco.